Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We wanted to talk to you a little bit. We got the release about the All-American Bowl and the things that you're doing with that, but we kind of wanted to talk to you more in terms of, you know, the big picture, the different experiences you've had and things of that nature. So is that something that you would be willing to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's what everyone always gets nervous because they think they're going to be live, and we try and make it as easy as possible. So,
okay.
Okay, so I guess as a jumping-off point, the All-American Bowl, you just completed that project. Is that the first bowl game that you've worked with?
No, I've actually gone on that trip for the last 7 years. It's a great way for us to start the new year to get to meet all these, you know, the best high school musicians in the country that come together to represent the Army at the Army All-American Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when a lot of people join the forces like the Navy or any of the other armed forces, they don't often think about, you know, the music end of it. What kind of opportunities have you had choosing to have your music career in the armed forces as compared to, you know, moving to Nashville or something of that nature?
Yeah, I definitely had Nashville dreams, but I decided that I wanted to join the military when I was around 22, and when I found out that I could play music in the military, it was a done deal. And I actually started off in the Navy, did 11 years in the Navy as a musician, and switched over for the Volunteers, being a premier Washington, D.C. band. So it's been crazy that I, you know, it kind of found me, and there's really no other place for me. I can't imagine doing anything else.
Very cool. It's funny how fate works out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking to the future now, what's next? Do you kind of have a yearly schedule where you guys are, you know, doing maybe not the same thing, but the, like, similar things, or is each year different year to year?
Each year is pretty different. We hit different regions, you know, on a rotation, and we tour over 100 days a year. So let's see, in the spring we're going to the Midwest area. I believe we're starting off in Pennsylvania, going as far west as Iowa maybe. And we'll do all kinds of different things, high school shows, educational clinics. We do public shows. And, you know, there are times that we get to play for big sporting events like NASCAR. But the things that mean just as much to us are, you know, the veterans' homes gigs where we get to go bedside to bedside and just connect with one person and kind of honor their service and, you know, tell them thanks the way that a lot of people tell us every day.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, will you spend any of your time here in 2015 going overseas? Because there are so many people stationed overseas now with all the various war-torn countries. Do you guys go and do those trips, or do you tend to stay within the U.S.?
We did get a chance to go to Kuwait and Iraq in 2010, and then I believe we went back in 2012 to Kuwait. There are no plans at this time, but we would be happy to pack our bags and, you know, go bring some music to our fellow soldiers. And even some of the embassies, we've had a chance to play for some of the embassies in Kuwait and Iraq, which was really cool, too. And actually, we got to do a musical exchange with the Kuwaiti National Guard Band. So, yeah, those opportunities are, you know, amazing, maybe once in a lifetime. But if we could do it again, that would be great.
Okay. And, you know, being a Coshocton native, people don't often look at, you know, musicians here and think, oh, they're going to go on, like, music is going to be their life, and you've been lucky that that has been yours. What would you say to a younger musician who was in Coshocton, who was maybe, you know, considering music, but thinking to the future and, you know, economically, whether or not that's something that would possibly be, you know, an ability that they could maintain throughout their life, what would be a message that you would pass on to them?
You know, Coshocton, I was very, very blessed to have to get plugged into those pockets of culture that exist in Coshocton, like the Coshocton Community Choir, I had an amazing choir director, Mr. Tom Havelka, who is now retired. He actually recommended the voice teacher that I had in Columbus, Mrs. Carol Marty. I would just say take advantage of every local opportunity that you have. And, use your resources like YouTube. You know, you can take lessons on YouTube. And just use your resources and try every opportunity. You never know where it's going to lead. That is one thing I have learned. You know, you see an opening somewhere, just take the audition. You see, you can take lessons with someone, you know, amazing. Just go do it. You never know the kind of people you're going to meet that are going to send you on, you know, the path that you're supposed to be on. And that is how I've lived my life, and that's how I've ended up here.
Perfect. Okay, and final question. It's an easy one. What are your favorite bands to cover?
Oh, gosh. I have many. I like everything from Martina McBride to Aretha Franklin, to Chaka Khan, the Foo Fighters, Aerosmith. And I'm very lucky that I get to cover a lot of that stuff, like even to jazz, like Nancy Wilson. I've just been given so many opportunities to learn and grow as a musician over the years.
All right, fantastic. April, that's all I need. Thanks so much for talking to me today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.